the brand new love song for Alex here on the show, and the new guy she talked to for almost an hour yesterday, when all she was trying to do was switch her like electric bill or heat bill.
I was trying to switch over my electric from one apartment to my new apartment, and I fell in love with this guy's voice so much so that I gave him my Instagram. I was like, baby, add me. What up? Let me see what you look like.
baby add me.
Because I never, like, I know, Alex, like, obviously you like to take pride in your social media, but I never hear you say, like, oh, hey, follow me, yo, Alex Raps with a Z. I never hear you tell people that. So this must have been a special occasion.
It was, because I was convinced. I mean, because how cute of a love story is that? That you need to switch your electric bill, and so the guy that you're talking to on the phone, it's like you guys like hit it off, and he was your electric guy, and like, I don't know, I was like, that's such a cute story, and I'm such a hopeless romantic and a sucker for the story, so I was like, I want that to be my love story. Way better than Bumble. He swiped right on mom. So anyway, first thing that happened where we left off was I had a close call where a naked man who liked to put bow ties on his banana started following me on Instagram, and that freaked me the heck out. I was like, no, this cannot be my Prince Charming. This is not.
But you got to see his ding-a-ling. Like, what's wrong with that? Like, that's...
not the right guy. I knew it. I was like, this can't be him.
Numerous pictures of his butt cheeks. We call him butt cheeks guy.
Yeah, exactly. And I was so freaking out. I was like, this cannot be him. No way. This would so not... this can't happen to me. And so I was waiting, and all my friends were like, Alex, that is totally him. You gave your Instagram to a creep, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, not a chance. Finally, like an hour after that, I get another person that follows me. And I know that this is him because he did tell me what his first name was. And his first name was in the bio. And he told me what state he lived in. And he had a picture of a car with a license plate with that state on it. So I was like, this is him.
Any butt cheeks or no?
No butt cheeks. But he did have a ton of weed paraphernalia. He's holding a ho for show cup. Here's a photo. Let me show you. I just posted this on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Right now, you can see some of the pictures from this guy's Instagram.
He looks like Little John, kind of, or something like that. Okay.
With his pimp juice cup.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, I fell in love with someone with a pimp juice cup. Why? Yeah. Why did this happen to me?
And that's a badass pimp cup.
He's got long, gross fingernails. I am just, I cannot believe that I gave this guy my Instagram. Not only that, but as soon as he adds me, of course, he's going and he's liking every single photo of me from since 2012. I'm so creeped out. I'm terrified because I'm like, this guy is nothing like what I thought he was going to be. He has like all these memes about like cartoons having sex and like stick people having sex. He was a weirdo. A complete psychopath weirdo. And I was like, of course.
He probably thought he hit the jackpot with you. He's like,
okay.
Yeah. Yo.
I mean, I was so mortified that I gave this guy my Instagram, and I was like, why did I do this? The girl that is constantly trying to not get murdered put herself in a prime situation to get freaking murdered. Only me.
He knows all your info.
I was so blinded. Yeah, he knows all my info. Not only does he know what I look like because of my Instagram, he also has my freaking address and my phone number. Oh, he knows everything. He knows my social security number. He has every single piece of my information because he works for the electric company, that if he wanted to come murder me, he could, because I'm an idiot and I thought he had a hot voice.
Wow. Okay. If you have not, follow us, Joe and Alex Show. I think the scariest thing to me is the thumb with that fingernail so long. Like, I don't get people I don't get fingernails that long. I don't get them. And this is on
and
a dude.
All his nails are long. And you know what they say about guys with long pinky nails? That's for the booger sugar. And I am just creeped.
Oh, for the cocoa?
The blank out. Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant like a long finger, a long, you know.
I am so upset about this. And I just feel like, every time I take a break, and then as soon as I try to get back into the dating scene, it's some kind of epic failure like this.
You can hit us up, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. What do we got so far, Live the Web Girl?
Miss Za commented on the Instagram post and said, his nails are clean, though. So what do you think, Alex?
No, thank you. No, if your nails are longer than mine and you're a male, no, thank you. Why? That's all I have to say.
Maybe he's the hoe for show.
Yeah, that's right. And so is that a bong in the photo too?
Yeah, it looks like a bong. He had like an ashtray for his joints that had like a pot leaf in it. I mean, like, I thought this guy was 100% my type. He's 100% not my type. I'm not into the drug scene or people that are, and I just couldn't have been more wrong about this person.
So it's not necessarily like he catfished you, but do you feel kind of like maybe you catfished yourself?
I did catfish myself, which is so weird because he didn't do anything wrong. He just played. I said, follow me on Instagram. He said, okay. He did. He didn't lie to me about who he was. But in my warped, hopeless romantic mind, I changed. Based on his voice, what I thought in my mind he was going to look like and be like. And so I kind of catfished myself. But people get catfished all the time, for real.
No, they do. But this is, I haven't heard of a self-catfishing in a long time. I'm sorry, Alex. You were so excited yesterday.
I was so excited. I thought this was going to be the cutest love story of all time.
317-239-1009. Has anybody else had a similar situation like this where you talk to somebody online or on the phone and then you get in person and you're like, what the hell is this? You're like, this was not what I was expecting.
What in fresh hell? He's got a pimp juice cup.
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, and you've got to see the photo right now. If you're not following us on our Instagram, Joe and Alex Show, go do that right now, and we will talk to you next.